The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Triumphing in the triumphant entry. Triumphing in the triumphant entry. I want you to please stand with me to John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Shall we say a big amen to the reading of the word? This story is situated in the period of the Jewish Passover, when people would travel from far and wide to the place of convergence in Jerusalem. You can liken it to the Gar Hamor festival, where those who have traveled to far and near will come back home to have a reunion with their people, so they will celebrate the Hamor and have fun with fellow feeling and brotherliness. In the Jewish period, when God delivered them from captivity in Israel, you remember that it was the blood of a male-year-old lamb without blemish that they placed on their doorposts and lintel that God used to deliver them from that angel of death that came through the land of Egypt that night. So God instituted it as a ceremony that Israel had to practice. Before this Jewish festival of the Passover, God had used Jesus Christ to raise Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, from the grave. It was a feat that was never accomplished in the time. And everybody knew Lazarus died. Everybody knew that the man was laid in state. Everybody knew that there was a procession to the grave. And everybody knew that he was placed in a tomb and a big stone was rolled to block the opening of the tomb. So for someone anointed of God like Jesus to visit the family of Mary on the fourth day and to be asked to be led to the graveside and to insist that the tombstone be rolled away, because everybody knew decomposition would have started, it was a miracle to see Jesus call Lazarus come forth. And he came forth bound in grave clothes. The news about the resurrection of Lazarus did spread like bushfire in the whole of the region. So there were lots of people who knew Jesus would be present at this Jewish festival of the Passover. So they had not only come as celebrants of the occasion, but they had also come to see what they had heard about the miracle working Jesus. The Jewish authorities, the high priest and co., did not like it. If you read other accounts, and so they were plotting to kill Jesus. But incidentally, they couldn't kill him at that feast. And this event will begin a week of passion for Jesus Christ. He will later be arrested on a Thursday he will be crucified on a Friday, and he will rise from the dead on a Sunday. So today is exactly a week. It marks, it commemorates a week from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and has been widely called the Palm Sunday. It's meant to remind us of when Jesus was welcomed and hailed into Jerusalem 6 days before his death, and also marks the period when they greeted him with palm branches. And some of the branches were borne in the hands of the people, and some of the branches were laid on the streets, so that Jesus, who was riding on the back of a young donkey, would have his donkey walk over them. Some people removed their clothing and placed it on the back of the donkey because there were no riding breeches. And so it served as a comfortable seat for Jesus, and he sat on the clothing and other items to make this triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So this entrance into Jerusalem will mark the beginning of his sufferings, will mark his death on Calvary's cross, will mark his burial in the tomb, and will mark his resurrection in this Holy Week. So like I said before, Jesus rode on the back of a young donkey. A donkey that no one had ever ridden upon. Jesus sent that they may fetch the donkey. He did not use a horse, because a horse was a symbol of war. But Jesus used a donkey because it was a symbol of peace. So as he entered Jerusalem, he had not come to make war, and he didn't act like he was one of the kings who had a chariot being driven by a multitude of horses. He just asked for one or two young donkeys, and he rode on that peacefully, which shouldn't have disturbed anybody. But I believe that the crowd was chanting. The atmosphere was charged. There was excitement all around. And the people began to shout, Hosanna. Oh, can I hear an amen? Oh, the people then shouted better than you. Can I hear a big amen, somebody? They were bearing their palm branches. Palm branches are symbolic of victory and triumph. I would come back to this. They took their palm branches and went forth to meet Christ. And the Bible says they shouted, Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the Hebrew, the word Hosanna means save us now, or rescue us now. And sometimes it stands for a savior. So while they were shouting Hosanna, they were simply saying, Lord, save us now. Deliver us now. Rescue us now. Their eyes were upon the Roman authorities who had oppressed them, who had ruled them with iron hands, and who had treated them with disdain and treated them as if they didn't matter. But now that they had Christ, they had seen the miracles of him feeding the 5,000 with a few loaves of bread and some fish. They have seen him turn water into wine. They have seen him raise Lazarus from the dead. And they had no contradiction that this man must have something about the deliverance of the Jewish nation from the servitude of the Roman Empire. But Jesus' coming was not just for natural deliverance, but it was for supernatural deliverance. The natural deliverance is important, but the supernatural deliverance is better. Natural captivity is painful, but supernatural captivity is even worse. In the natural, you can find some natural things to do to free yourself. But in the supernatural, unless you are freed by a superior power, your problems will remain. So seeing Christ, some of them must have believed, I'm sure, that he had a superior power and could deliver them from the Roman unjust rule. But you and I today are also shouting Hosanna. I didn't hear an amen. Later on in Bible history, they would equate Hosanna to Hallelujah. And Hosanna may seem to have lost its meaning, but this morning you and I know what Hosanna means. So can I ask you to shout a real Hosanna for yourself? Your Hosanna was fine, it was good. But if I was God, I would expect a little more. I want you to clap your hands and shout a big Hosanna to God's glory. I'm going to ask you to do it for the third time. This time, let it be bigger, let it be better, let it be greater than the previous one. Can you shout once more, Hosanna? Oh, Masonde Rebekia. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, in the shout of this Hosanna, we are saying that, Lord, deliver us from the devil. Oh, in this Hosanna, we are saying, Lord, deliver us from demons. Oh, you must say a big amen for yourself. In this Hosanna, we are saying, Lord, deliver us from wicked men. Lord, deliver us from evil circumstances. In this Hosanna, we are saying, Lord, deliver us from sin. Deliver us from failures. Oh, can I hear better? Amen. Deliver us from reproach. Deliver us from poverty, Lord. Hosanna, deliver us from sicknesses and diseases. And deliver us from our enemies. And above all, deliver us from hell. Can you clap your hands and shout mightily? Oh, I see deliverance happening in your house. I see deliverance happening in your community. I see there is a rescuing because God is entered into your household. And that evil that is afflicting men today will be cast out. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. There is no distance in prayer. And when you say the word, the Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, and discerning the intents of the heart. I want you to know today that deliverance is occurring in your community. Oh, let me hear better. Amen. Oh, the curses are being broken from your family. Oh, oppression is being destroyed. Nobody shall become mad or go out of their minds in Jesus' name. The insanity is being cast out completely. The premature death is being destroyed. And any agent of the devil assigned for that evil is in trouble, because the word of God tells me that he will trouble them that trouble you. May Jehovah's hand trouble the enemy and set your family free from any strings of death by the power of God. I declare that your family has been delivered, Hosanna, from poverty. There will be no more shortages in your house. There will be no more lack in your house. The least person shall be wealthy in your house, and the greatest person shall be really great. When money is needed, somebody will put his hands in his back pocket, bring out his wallet, and put the money on the table. What would take 20 people to contribute, may one person from your family be so blessed and enriched. I am talking about you. I'm talking about an anointing that is coming upon you, that you'll be a great financier. Those to my right are not answering and rejoicing. Oh, the time of reproach are banished to the past. We declare in the name of Jesus, if human beings can be ostracized and thrown out of their community so they don't step in that jurisdiction anymore, then I am declaring that I ostracize poverty from your house, and I command it never to return again in the name of Jesus Christ. If you went to Cape Coast Castle and you were taking on a tour around the place when the black Africans were taking captive as slaves, there was a door that they finally passed through before they entered into the ships and sailed across the Atlantic to the west. It was a door of no return. Today I address the spirit of poverty, and I declare that I send you out through the door of no return. You are not coming back anymore. Your power is broken. Your foothold is destroyed. The generations of today, they are going to be anointed with wealth. They will command wealth and substance. The silver and gold shall be theirs. Oh, shout amen in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, clap, clap, clap. You're not clapping, clap. I say Hosanna. Sicknesses and diseases shall be destroyed. Oh, any sickness in your body, any disease in your lineage that has been traveling from one person to the other, by the power of God, we stop it. We stop the disease. We declare the disease will not multiply. We stifle the disease. We curse the power in the disease. We declare it will die and have no hold over your body. May your body be insulated from any further diseases. May the Lord be your shield and your protection and your defense and your high tower, that no disease shall get any advantage to enter your body. Your condition will not deteriorate. It will not degenerate. Your health will improve. Strength and vitality will come to your body. Divine energy shall be your portion. Even at 60, you shall have the strength of a 30-year-old person. At 70, you will have the strength of a 35-year-old person. At 90, your strength will be the strength of a 45-year-old man. Receive the pronouncement and the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. As for those who have identified themselves as your enemies, they have become the enemies of God automatically. May Jehovah arise in his anger. Lord, arise that our enemies shall be scattered. May you scatter them and scatter their bones. May you scatter them in the wind. May you scatter them by your power. May their enterprise be brought to naught. May the tables of the diviners and their tokens be overturned. We overrule every pronouncement that they may have made against you. Ah, this is a power service. Come on. with long life. I said with long life. I said with long life shall he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Hosanna, Lord, save us. Lord, save us now. Lord, deliver your church now. Lord, deliver our households now. Lord, deliver our communities now. Hosanna. The Bible says, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. In other words, blessed is he who comes as a representative in Jehovah's authority. Blessed is he who comes as a representative in Jehovah's authority. In other words, it's talking about the person who is anointed of God, ordained and anointed of God with a messianic grace to come and minister to humanity and to save us from the wickedness of the wicked one. So Jesus was anointed and he came in the name and the authority of the Most High God. And he came in the power that could rescue us from the devil. Because until that time, nobody could handle the devil. The same Jesus said, after he conquered the devil, he said that I'm he that was alive and was dead, and now I am alive forevermore. He says, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And he said, my power, I live with you. Today, as we serve under the banner of Christ, we draw from his authority. And blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, Masotaya. I didn't hear an amen. From today, your prayer will matter in the house. When you say anything that is in line with scripture, God will approve it. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. The Bible says, for although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty, connected through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it talks about the fact that we must stand so that if anything resists it, we will resist it in the name of the Lord. Today, your shout will matter. Don't take your voice for granted. The voice, the footsteps of four lepers drove away an army of the Assyrians. How much more your voice? How much more your voice with Christ Jesus in your heart? And with the power of God on your side, I want you to shout a shout of victory that you have never shouted before. Because today strongholds shall be broken down. Satanic citadels of power shall be destroyed. Works of the enemy shall be scattered. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, satanic thrones and dominions shall collapse. For God has ordained that blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we are coming against the devil, not in our name, but we are coming against the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says he humbled himself and was obedient to death. And at the end of the day, God raised him from the dead. And he has lifted him and highly exalted him and has given him a name that is above all names, at the mention of which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Are you not part of the service today? No, I don't want to exhort you. Are you not part of the service today? Oh, let me hear the regular amens. Can I hear an amen? And I want you to know the name Jesus is above cancer. The name Jesus is above high blood pressure. Oh, the name Jesus is above any eye problem. The name Jesus is above every kidney problem, every heart problem. The name Jesus is above diabetic conditions. The name Jesus is above pain in your knees and pain in your abdomen and any distortion in your spinal column. By the power of God, I release the unction of God into your life right now, and I declare by the power that is above every name, may your eyesight be corrected, may your eyesight be corrected, may your hearing be corrected, may the boil and the growth in your ears disappear, may the tumor in your body disappear, may the growth that is showing forth on your skin be withered away in the name of Jesus. Oh, Hosanna, Lord, save us now. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, your clapping and shouting is not commensurate with the power of God that is being released now. Every Christian must have what we call a historical perspective and a futuristic perspective. What is a historical perspective? It is this desire of God that makes you look back into scriptures to find what has been written, so that when the time of manifestation comes, you will pray about it. The futuristic aspect makes you look into the future, that what was written in the past about you will certainly come to pass. So it makes you stand in the present to make intercessions and to pray. And that is what Daniel did. They were in captivity for 70 years. And the time was passing. In other words, they were going to go into the 75th and 80th year. And the Bible says, I, Daniel, understood from the books, because he had a historical perspective. That is why you need to be studying the word to understand the things which have been written about you. And Daniel had a futuristic perspective. He knew that their time of deliverance had come. So he would open the window toward Jerusalem and pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening. And when the time of their deliverance came, God delivered them. At a stage, he was encountered by the prince of Persia. It was an enemy spirit that came to oppose him. But within 21 days of his fasting, he would deal with this power of darkness, and he would transition into the next phase of their life, and the whole nation will be delivered from captivity because of the historical perspective and the futuristic understanding of such a man. Don't wait for the enemy to have more than his fair share. Don't wait for the enemy to continue bullying and oppressing and extending his time beyond necessary. But this is the time to understand in the name of Jesus that Christ made a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And because of that, that triumphant grace must work in your life. It is good to symbolize the period with palm branches, and please do if you can. But it is better to see God's face, so that that triumph, Christ triumphed, that grace will work in your life. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Is somebody hearing me? So the triumphant entry is not just another time of remembrance. It's fine. There's nothing wrong about the remembrance. But it is a period to actualize. It is the period to see tangibility. It is the period to make the thing happen in your life. Can I hear an amen? If Christ died, then certain things must die in your life. If Christ was buried, then certain evils must be buried in your life. And if Christ rose up again from the grave, then you will rise out of the ashes, because God will turn your ashes into beauty. You will rise out of the tomb. And Jesus worked against the force of gravity, and he ascended to the heavens. I declare to you that no satanic force of gravity shall hold you down, because the liberty of God is coming to you. Them that the Son shall set free, they shall be free indeed. Be free in actuality. Be free in reality. In the name of Jesus Christ. I told you I'll come back to palm branches. And palm branches symbolize victory and triumph. They symbolize victory and triumph. The entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem was not a child's play. It wasn't a mere tea party. It wasn't a mere jamashimo with kolomashin group by the side. It wasn't a situation of procession where ashita be ashaka. But it was an actual spiritual procession that God got the whole township to join. And they raised their palm branches, symbolic of the victory and the triumph that God was about to bring. The word victory means to prevail over your enemies. And the word triumph means to celebrate the victory, which means to celebrate the prevailing over your enemies. Oh, shout amen. Anything that is real victory comes from God. Anything that is real victory comes from God. Except the Lord watch, the watchman watcheth but in vain. But I like Proverbs 31 verse 21. Proverbs 31 verse 21. It says, a horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. A horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Another translation says, a horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is of the Lord. In other words, if there is any victory that you and I have to celebrate, this victory must be in Christ Jesus. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Come on, shout. Come on, shout, 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 shout an amen. And I want you to know that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, sorry, chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14a. Second Corinthians 2:14a. It says, now thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. In other words, as for the victory, it has been given already. When was it given? It was given when Jesus was crucified on the cross. The Bible says, if the devil had known that by crucifying Christ, he was destroying him, himself, he would never have done that. So Paul wrote and said, now thanks be unto God, who always, not sometimes, always causes us to triumph. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, 57, but thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the victory has been given and the triumph has been established. So thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto God. Who giveth? Giveth is present continuous. He gave yesterday, he will give today. He gave last month victory, he will give this month as well. He gave last year victory, he will give this year victory as well. He gave the last decade victory. This decade is for you. Can I hear an amen? Can I say that today God has made and ordained in the name of Jesus that you must have the victory over the powers of darkness, over situations and circumstances. If you know you have the victory, then let the shout be very big. Listen to Psalm 25. Listen to Psalm 25. From verse 1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my voice. Verse 2, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies triumph over me. O God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not my enemies triumph over me. In Psalm 41 verse 11, 41:11, I know that thou favorest me. You should know God favors you. I know that thou favorest me. Why? Because my enemies will not triumph over me, nor shout in triumph over me. I know that thou favorest me. Lift up your right hand and shout to God. Say, Lord, I know that thou favorest me. And my enemies will not shout in triumph over me. When the enemy puts you down, he shouts. When the enemy gets small victory over you, he makes noise. Then you, child of God, the principle of shouting and rejoicing has also been given to you. Your victory is a prophetic victory, because Christ did it in the past, and it applies to today, and it is secured for the future. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. So you should have no shadow of doubt about your future and about what God would do, because the same blood that was shed in time past, the blood still avails, and the blood will continue to avail. The same victory that was won for you in time past avails and will continue to avail. So when you are shouting, you are victorious. Don't look around you as if you are afraid of the devil. I want you to clap and shout in victory by the grace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister, find a blow one, you. In the name of Abufai, because me now kunim yele kumbo befan. Misaya brosh teke baya. Ayele rebe kista ya brosh tele rebe kia. Oh, if you care, I'll give you some quick definitions of the word triumph. The first one is in Hebrew. And the Hebrew triumph means victory, success, prosperity. So you get victory, become successful, and you prosper. That is triumph. The other meaning in the Hebrew is jubilation. Can I beg you, like Apostle Paul pleaded with the church in Corinth, that by the mercies of God, and I'm begging you to jubilate and celebrate prophetically, because God is about doing something great in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Oh, I want you to shout, 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 shout. I wasn't the one who wrote it, the Bible, and I wasn't the one who wrote it in the Hebrew. Are you aware that God can turn an apparent defeat into great success? Because that God can turn a curse into blessing. Oh, I jubilate because I see the iron bars broken. I jubilate because I see the brass gates destroyed. I jubilate because I see that access has been granted to us to enter by the highway of the living God and enter into our heritage, into a land that floweth with milk and honey, in the name of Jesus Christ. God is about doing amazing things, and for which I rejoice and celebrate. Listen to the other languages. We'll come back to shouting. Today is not a service. It's not a Bekebia Ogbo service. It's not a chicken service. It's a service to experience the triumph that Jesus experienced. So that's for the Hebrew number one, Latin. The Latin word is triumphal. So triumph with O. Triumphal. It means to make a victorious procession. Remember when they crossed the Red Sea and everybody was seated down? Moses got up and Miriam got up, and they made a one dugu-dugu line, and they had tambourines, and they were singing and rejoicing, because it was like a procession and they were rejoicing. When we start dancing, I will see those of you who will stay where you are. Are you prophetically saying that you are not in triumph? So, the Latin means to make a victorious procession. Number two, it means to celebrate the victory by rejoicing. Apostle Paul says, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. The third meaning in the Latin is to jump for joy. Yes. You'll be jumping very soon. If you like, don't jump. I didn't write the Bible, and I didn't write the meanings in the original. God allowed it to be written. So if you want to prophetically win, you will practice what it is that brings victory. Let's look at the third meaning, the third language. In the Greek, it's triumphos. It's triumph. Then you add US. Not US of A, but US of the Bible. Triumphos. Triumphos means triumphal procession. It's a procession, but the people know they have won. When Argentina won the World Cup, they didn't sleep. They went through the principal streets. Some people climbed to some heights. Oh! And when you say a believer must celebrate, then you bring some gentility and some jolly into the thing. So the Greek triumphos, number one, means triumphal procession. Number two, it means success in battle. In other words, in your mind right now, all the battles you have been going through, God has given you victory and success. And the third meaning in the Greek is conquest. Divine conquest. You have really defeated your enemy, reduced them to nothing, that they cannot regroup again, reorganize themselves. You have disintegrated their stronghold and shattered them into pieces by the grace of God. I want you to know. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear a solid amen? Psalm 47 verse 1 was not written for the congregant nor the pastor, but it was written for everybody. Every Tom, Dick and Harry. Psalm 47 verse 1. Clap your hands, all ye people. God didn't say when you are happy, clap your hands. And when you have had a back pain, clap your hands. But this has been done prophetically. So what is hanging in the spirit shall be drawn into reality, into your life. So it says, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Which means with a voice that recognizes it already has the victory. It already has the upper hand and already has prevailed against the enemy. Shout with this voice and go beyond this definition, that now it will be celebration and jubilation. So I don't have to ask you to clap and shout and to shuffle. Otherwise, you have been moved into the realm of jubilation. You are starting. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I didn't hear an amen. I like supporters of football clubs. Sometimes their team is down, and it's just left with 10 minutes, and they are down by 2 goals. But they have a corner kick, and they rise to sing. Very prophetically, that out of one of these corner kicks, there will be a goal. Then they get another free kick, and then they start shouting when they see that expect free kick taker standing behind the ball. They say, this one, Ibanyo Chuemi. Then by the time you realize, in the dying minutes of the game, they would have equalized. Now they will be pressing to win. I like football supporters. They will cheer. Even when their clubs are down. But a believer, when he's winning, doesn't even want to cheer. Oh, come on, come on, come on. The title of this message is Triumphing in the Triumphant Entry. It is jubilating. It is celebrating. It is rejoicing. It is leaping for joy. Instead, it is clapping. It is jubilation. It is celebration. If God were to ask you to shout, extend a shout for your victory which he has established, that you will have it appear, how will you shout and how will you clap? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear your first clap and shout. Oh. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. That was shout one. At the walls of Jericho, the walls had to fall down. Israel had to have access and take that city. So they needed to do that 7 times. Can I hear a better shout, a clap, and a jubilation? Come on, Masundiri Bikia, Ayelere Bikia So, Yamamandiri Bikia Stoyabra, Ayelere Bikia Steketaya, Oh, Masua, Oh, Ah, Kaya Kaya. I see demons flying away. Oh, my eyes are opening the supernatural. I see demons, witchcraft, occultic powers. I see them flying away. I see their power broken. I see their strongholds destroyed. I see their elements subdued by the finger of God. Shout and clap number 3. You must improve and go higher in faith and in the power of God. Can you put your hands together? Mikaya Brosteya. In this third shell, I see poverty. Poverty is being destroyed. Poverty is being rooted out. Poverty is being cursed at the root. I see your family. I see your family house being freed of poverty. In my Osilerebekia, let the poverty disappear. Let the wealth of God come. Imondiribekia Staya. We drive out the poverty. We chase the Hivites and the Hittites and the Jebusites. We and the Gigagites. We chase them out. Shout number 4. If Satan is planning that in the future you will suffer stroke, today that thing will be destroyed. If Satan is planning that suddenly you will have a heart failure, your lungs will not work anymore, and your kidneys will be destroyed, today is the last day, the last bus stop for the devil. Are you ready to shout, shout number 4? Lift up your voice, Mayonde Lebekia. Ayelelelelelele. Ayelelelelele. Mikaya Brostelele Bekia. Ayebakaya Brostelele Mabandiri Mikaya. Ibaya Saya Brostelele Bakaya. Ayelele Mabandiri Mikaya. Ayelele Mama Saya. Ayandara Bakaya Bra. Ayandara Bakaya Bra. Ayandara Bakaya Bra. Ayandara Bakaya Bra. Ayandarabakaya bra, ayandarabazelerebe, imaindorobokoyo, ayandarabazelerebe, ayandarabazelerebe. Shout number 5. It's against disappointments. Things that break one's heart. It's against shame. It's against reproaches. It's against disgrace. The Bible says, and I will not let you be ashamed. As we clap and shout to God's glory, disappointment shall flee. The brokenheartedness shall be healed. And we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that shame shall be a thing of the past. Reproach shall not occur in your life. The glory of God shall be enthroned in your life. Can I hear you clap and shout louder? Ayelerebekia Stayabra. Ayenderebekia Boskelerebebe. Imaya Salarababanderebekia. Imaya Salarababa. Ibaya salara baba, ibaya salara baba, ibaya salara baba, ibaya salara baba. I lift a voice, keep shouting, don't stop. Shandarebekia, don't stop. Likaya, kaya, 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 kaya. Shakatakatakatakata. Shanderebesaya. Mayokataya kataya. Baya selerebekia. Ayelerebekia staya. Shout number 6. It's a shout that the things which have long delayed. The Bible says, no longer shall the promises of God be prolonged. We are standing on that scripture. And we are asking God that whatever has been delayed, let that element of darkness, that is the causative factor for the delay, be terminated. Let it be terminated from it. Let it be sent away. So that at the appointed time there shall be fulfillment. I declare the marriages which have long delayed, may God terminate the wicked spirits and bring to pass glorious divine marriages in the house of God. The childbirths which have delayed, may God make them happen. The job openings and job opportunities which have delayed, may God visit you and bring it to pass. The business profits which have delayed and locked up somewhere, may God give you clients with purchasing power and the ability to buy and to pay instantly for your goods. Are you ready to shout? Shout number 6. Can you put your hands together and begin to shout? Let everybody be serious. Your academic life shall no longer be delayed. Your matrimonial life shall no longer be delayed. I declare that the trajectory of your career shall follow the patterns of God. I declare your business shall not experience stagnation. The church shall not experience stagnation. But there shall be an explosion numerically in the name of Jesus Christ. Yima manderebe saya broke basua. Ayelerebe kiastaya. Ayoba bandiribe kaya brestelere bakaya. Ayelere bakaya brestelere bakaya. Gather strength. Gather energy. Gather stamina. Gather momentum. Because this is the crucial shout. It was upon the seventh shout that the walls of Jericho fell flat. And Israel moved into their heritage and began to fight the Hivites and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Gergagites. And they started fighting against them and they subdued them in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to enter your heritage? Are you ready to possess your possession? By this shout, you will possess your possession by dispossessing the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will inherit the wealth, in Jericho. You will inherit the gold and the silver and the goodly thing. Are you ready to shout? Shout number 7 is a combination of the shouts from 1 to 6 plus 7. So are you ready for the extended shout? Come on, put your hands together and shout. Imandere Messiah. Imandere Messiah. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya. Ayelere Bakaya.
ayelere bakaya ayelere bakaya ibaya yabakondara bazalara baba ayelere bakaya brestenare baba ayelere bakaya brestenare baba ayaba bandere bakaya ayalara bandara bakaya brestenare baba ayalara bandara bazalara baba ayandara bazalara baba ya baba ibo yukondara bozenare baba ayaba yakondara bazaya ayalara bakaya brestenare baba ayalara baba ya baba ya baba ya baba ya baba ayelere bekiasta ayalara bazelere baba ayalara bazelere baba imaya konara bazalara baba ayalara baba ayalara baba ayalara baba imondoro bosia kataya shalara bakiasta ya ayelere bekiasta ya ayelere bakaya Iban laraba kiasta katua ya biastelere bekiagba ayebi agba tayaba ayawa wandere bekaya ayawa wandere bekaya luma sua kataya ayelere bebesia ayelere bebe nukia iyandere bebesia may you enter your heritage may the walls of Jericho fall for you may they fall down may they be destroyed May God give you the victory. May God give you the upper hand. Mayo sister ye. Mayo sister ye. Imandoro boshia. Yababa siya kataya. Imanduri bikia sa. Lababanduri bikistele bikia. Ayababandu ngiyangata yabrestele rebakaya. Ayaba bakia selere beke. Ahere mie. Miye mihe. Lani jawa. Akek momi. Mina yenga. Loye momli. Ahere mie. Makie. Ahere mie, mie. Come on, sing it aloud. La nijawa, ake pomi, minalema, leyue mouli. Ahere mie, maji. Mina yema la yue mamling, mina yema la yue mamling, ae remie maje nyamwa, ae remie, ae remie. Everybody sing to God's glory. Miye mihe, la ni jawa, I can't from you, I can't from you. Mina yema, lebe mamle, ae remie, machie. Yesu Christo, Yesu Christo, ose ye. Osa berime okatechie oduma nkuma nyami ose ye 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 Yesu ye Yesu ye dade nyami Oboa die nyina Oh katechi nyame Oduma nkuma nyame Ose ye Yesu Christo Yesu Christo Ose ye 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 Yesu Yeah, Yesu.
waye na ye ma wo so aye yire aye yire ye yi waye
na ye ma wo so aye yire aye yire Why don't you see?
I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen.
He might cry, oh God, attend unto my prayers.
From the ends of the earth, I cry out to thee.
Come on.
When my heart is overwhelmed, you lead me through the rock. That is higher than that. That is higher than that.
For thou hast been.
For thou hast been a shelter on me. And a strong tower on the edge with me. When my heart is overwhelmed, you lead me through the rock. That is higher than that. That is higher than
night. Higher, higher.
That is higher than night. That is higher than
night. Higher, higher.
That is higher than night. That is higher than
night. I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, you are. Yeah, I
am my own soul.
Table, catch your breath. Amen. Can you shout and clap in jubilation to God? Triumphing in the triumphant entry, jubilating in the jubilating entry. Mama, God bless you.
May the power of God fall upon your life. May the grace of God increase upon you. I declare removed every limitation of the devil. I declare yokes of darkness destroyed. Oh, I set you loose and at liberty in the realms of the supernatural. I release the grace of God that will usher your life into super glory. Are you shouting an amen, somebody? I declare all your problems are wiped away, and God brings solutions by his grace. Shout yeah.
The Bible said that night after he had blessed the bread, he said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Take, eat. And as often as you do this, you do show the Lord's death." Showing the Lord's death means reminding the devil that he was defeated on Calvary's cross over 2,000 years ago. And it means that you have your victory in that rehearsal. So showing the Lord's death means this is to your advantage and to the disadvantage of the devil. That night after he had blessed the cup, he said, "This is the new testament, new covenant in my cup." I want you to know that the contents of the cup is an encapsulation of what the New Testament is about. So as you partake the cup, the contents of the cup, you are literally partaking fulfillment of the New Testament. In order to partake of this, I will ask you to bow down your head and share in this word of prayer. Kindly say after me, "Heavenly Father, my heart is ready to go to the Lord's table. Anything that would be a hindrance or a barrier from letting me be blessed, Lord, wash it and take it away by your precious blood. I declare today I'm in covenant with you. I invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." What you're going to partake, the Bible says, is the body of Christ. I declare these elements transformed as you partake of them into the body of Christ. The power that worked in the body, let the same power work in your body. The cup and its content, today I declare, is the blood of Jesus. Let the power of the blood that works through generations, let it work for everyone that partakes of it. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Can I have music from Japheth? That's your group. Where's Pastor Nana? Nana, you need to be confirmed as your pastoral role. As the elements come, there are two layers on top. When you peel off properly, you get the first layer, which will take you to the wafer, which is the body of Christ. When you peel off the second layer, it will give you the blood of Jesus. But don't partake of it yet. I will instruct you before you take it. We want to do it in unison and in one accord. So give us.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name.
Lord, we lift up your name.
With a heart full,
with a heart filled with praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Hosanna in the highest.
Sing glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings. We sing glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings. We lift,
Lord, we lift up your name. Exalted, O Lord our God, Hosanna in the highest.
Now, having peeled the first layer, pick up the wafer, which is now the body of Christ, and partake of it, please. Has everybody been served? If you haven't been served, show by hand. Then open the second layer to give you access to the communion wine, which we declare is the blood of Jesus. Can we go ahead and partake of it? Those online, pick your elements and participate in the service. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. May these elements remain a blessing in your body. May they work for the purpose for which God intended it. May they transform you. May this transfigure you. May they change you for the better. May they establish the counsel and the will of God for you. May you have fulfillment in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, let's shout and clap to God's glory. I'll straight away go ahead and invite